Congruence sticks to fats and lipids, so it determines whether something has fats or lipids. Fats slash lipids make up the outer layer of all cells. Since we saw the red stain during our experiment, we know we saw fats and lipids. The methylene blue stain attaches to proteins. When looking under the microscope, we saw blue things, which means we were observing proteins. Amino acids are the building blocks in proteins, and large portions of cells are made up of amino acids. They carry out many important bodily functions, such as giving cells their structure. So by looking at both the results of the Congo red and methylene blue, we can say that the small circles inside the circle water are made up of cells. When running the iodine experiment, we know that iodine sticks to starches and carbohydrates. Even though the color did not change, we believe the little seed-like things are signs that the circle water has starches and carbohydrates. Carbohydrates are the compounds which provide energy to living cells. So we also know that the cells are in the circle water from the iodine lab. We learn in class that the characteristic of life is that all living things are made up of cells, which we know is in water, the circle water.